Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Dan Matthews, Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Great. Thanks for joining us.
It is my pleasure.
And joining us in our conversation is Ron Rhodes. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Paul, and good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Ron.
Okay, Dan, well, let's start by talking about the background of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Could you talk to us about its mission and how it's organized?
Certainly, Paul. Department of Transportation was established in 1966. At that time, its mission was to develop a safe and efficient transportation system in the United States. Over the years, the organization has increased its reach across the transportation sector in the United States. Today, it's organized around what we call modal agencies. In particular, the agencies that come to mind most often are the Federal Aviation Administration, the Federal Railroad Administration, National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, and the others. So when we say we're organized around modals or operating agencies, that's what we refer to. There are three other elements that are not modals, but the organization has its IT infrastructure and its administration aligned around those. Those three are the Office of the Secretary of Transportation, the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, and the Office of the IG.
How do people think about the size of the department? Employees, budget, miles, how's that done?
Well, the department is viewed from a budget standpoint because it's one of the largest granting agencies in the federal government. But the budget for the department is around $60 billion. We're still waiting on the final budget to come from Capitol Hill, but it'll be in that $60 billion range. And the number of employees at the department sits around 60,000 employees currently.
What's the role and the responsibility of the CIO?
Well, the departmental CIO, as opposed to the agency CIOs, the departmental CIO is responsible for the vision for information technology at the department, also responsible for the investment for IT across the department. The departmental CIO also has established a CIO council with all of the agency CIOs. And together, we review items, take a look at direction, and try and plot a common ground that all agencies can move in. One of the issues that we are addressing at the department is Secretary Mineta's view for a safe, simpler, and smarter transportation system. So when we're reviewing new initiatives, it is with that perspective in mind. How do we deliver that mission to the citizens of the U.S.?
You made a very interesting distinction when you answered that question about the departmental CIO versus the CIOs in the operating administrations. What's the relationship between those CIOs?
The operating agency CIOs have responsibility for a small section of infrastructure. It is that infrastructure that supports the modal. It is also responsible for the mission. Congress charges each one of those modal agencies with specific programs. Those agencies then turn to their CIOs and look for software solutions to those programs. The agency CIOs have a responsibility across that gamut of IT, both infrastructure and application specific. The departmental CIO is responsible to the secretary to make sure that there is harmony across the department so that we minimize the investment in infrastructure that will support a smarter, safer, simpler transportation system.
Just to drill on this further, do the departmental CIOs report to you?
Do the operating agency CIOs report to me? It is through a dotted line that they report. Quite honestly, I'm frequently asked if I thought it's necessary for the operating agency CIOs to report to the departmental CIO. And I think the answer to that question is no. I think the departmental CIO has a responsibility to support all of those operating agencies as they try and deliver on those application-specific endeavors. We're going to talk a little bit about infrastructure support across the department, but the departmental CIO should be responsible for delivering that to agencies so they don't spend a lot of their own time and money trying to invent that infrastructure over and over and over again.
Dan, you've been in the role of CIO for almost a year now. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what you were doing before coming to the DOT?
Well, Ron, most immediately prior to coming, I worked for a company by the name of Savantage Solutions, Inc. Savantage Solutions delivers financial systems that are Joint Financial Management Improvement Program, JFMIP, compliant systems. I served as a senior vice president and worked in the marketing as well as some operational oversight at the company. Prior to that, I worked at Lockheed Martin. I had responsibility over the IDIQ portfolio for what is now Lockheed Martin Information Technologies. Prior to that, I took a year's retirement down in Panama City Beach, Florida. And if you've never been there, come with me sometime. We'll play golf.
Love to.
And prior to that, I was working at BDM, and I had responsibility over civilian agency marketing affairs. And I also served as the general manager's number two for the operational side. Prior to that, I did time at Martin Marietta for about 14 years prior to that in every imaginable capacity.
You have a long history of work in the private sector. Can you compare and contrast the people, management styles, and cultures between the public and private sector organizations?
Well, two things come to mind when I'm asked that question. First of all, there's not much difference between the two sides. On the government side, that's where the programs that the industry folks are interested in, that's where they start. So the programs are driven out of the government side, and everything that the industry is working on is geared toward the fulfillment of those programs. Now, the most noticeable difference in the environment has been, as you mentioned, I've been there about a year. No one has yet asked me what my contribution to the quarterly profit line would be. That's the most significant difference on the government side. On the people side, there's not a lot of difference. People are committed to the mission of the agency just as they are on the commercial side, committed to the mission of whatever operating entity that they're involved in. So by and large, I find it the same. I think government employees are keenly aware that they are working for the United States of America and for the citizens of America, and that seems to be very important to the government employee.
Have you changed your leadership style or your management style as you've moved into the public sector?
Paul, I don't think that I've changed the management style at all getting into the government sector. The department is poised to make some changes in the way it does information technology. And there are two driving concerns for that. One is Klinger-Cohen, and the other is the department is looking at moving into a new building. My experience on the commercial side in marketing as well as operations, internal and external, seems to be the right blend of skills for the Department of Transportation at this time in its history.
Often a lot of the people we talk to who come from the private sector are surprised at the speed of government, too fast, too slow, or different from their previous experience. What were your observations in regard to that?
The speed of government is really driven by the purpose of government. There is no hurry to just get on with something for the sake of getting on with it. There is a lot of constituencies inside the government that need to be aware of what's going on. Certainly with 11 operating agencies inside the Department of Transportation. Any change that we might make in the way in which investments are reviewed has an impact across the department. Certainly, the procurement shop needs to know about that. The legal shop needs to know about that. Budget shop needs to know about that. And all of those operating agencies need to participate in those decisions. That may give the appearance that it drags the time horizon out, but it still moves pretty quick. Now, I'll also say that the government has the ability to move with amazing speed. The development of the Transportation Security Administration is a prime case. In less than a year, that agency went from an idea on a piece of paper to over 43,000 employees taking over security at airports and other transportation-related security. So any impressions that the government is slow, you can find an inverse to that, just like TSA is. And at the same point in time, you really need a compelling reason to move swiftly in the government.
It's an interesting observation, especially about TSA. How does one combat computer viruses that attack the entire department simultaneously? We'll ask Dan Matthews, CIO of the Department of Transportation, to tell us how the department handled their recent series of viruses when the Business of Government Hour returns.